Was it?
You know, legitimately doing work stuff right now.
Because you didn't get finished or something popped up?
It popped up.
And you have to do it.
I mean, if I want him to... Oh, it's not actually with me. What the fuck? All right.
You can continue. I'm not...
No, so I'm trying to make our HR people do something to take effect tomorrow, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And just I'm trying to make sure that I do my portion so it's all their fault if it doesn't get done.
Fair enough.
So it looked like it had something for me to do, but there was nothing for me to do.
So?
Yeah.
Who said that you had something to do then?
Our system workday said I had something to do.
Oh, okay.
So I'm promoting a team member in my team, and there's, like, tasks that have to happen after he's promoted.
Yeah.
And even though it doesn't change, it still has to do, like, oh, a receiving manager or a current manager and receiving manager type things. It's a blanket form. And because I'm the same person, I'm like, yes, I... in promoting him, and then the receiving manager has to say, yes, I'm accepting that he's coming to my team promoted, and it's stupid.
Nice.
So, I thought I had a task, but I don't.
Fair enough.
And so, I know I'm somewhere in the breakdown,
but
it hasn't made it to me yet.
I see you're drinking the regular sarsaparillas.
I am drinking the regular sarsaparillas, because that peach can fuck right off.
I thought you said you were going to try that one next, or was it the other one?
Which one did I have? I had lime last time, right?
No, you did have lime.
Yeah, so lemon or whatever the dragon fruit one was, I guess. Was that?
Blood orange.
Blood orange, yeah. And the peach. It's my fuck right off nose.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know what's... Nothing's been going on this week other than some posters for... Fabulous Four.
Oh. Yeah. We watched The Terror. Have you ever seen that?
The Terror?
Yeah.
No.
It's an old one. The Terror drama series. Technically, there's two seasons. Season 2, I think, is... when did Terror 2 come out? So, The Terror started in 2018.
It's based off a novel of the same name.
Probably. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, people in a ship and then they get stuck in the ice for like 4 years because it was the Arctic and it doesn't really thaw that much. And blah, blah, blah. There's a helicopter over us.
There's a shit hook.
But.
Of the HMS Terror. Okay.
I think it's technically based on a real story, too.
I'm tracking now. Okay.
It's kind of like Lovecraftian. Type situation because it's a horror thing and they're fighting.
So it is horror.
Ish. It's definitely a slow burn. Okay. It was pretty decent. I thought the ending was shit. Of season 1. I don't know about season 2. Season 2 apparently is in feudal Japan.
Yep.
Looks like. Mm-hmm. But I can't get a hold of that one because that one's on AMC.
Mm.
And we don't have AMC.
Mm.
What?
It's in World War II.
Oh.
Feudal Japan, World War II.
Japanese internment.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese internment.
I was about to say, it looks World War II is what it says right here.
Oh, see, I'm just looking at a picture.
I'm on Wikipedia.
The wikis.
Mm-hmm. Have fun at Kroger. I know you hate that right there, what I just did.
Okay. but it's something that we can't get on. But apparently the first season is on Netflix, so... So I don't know why they divide those up or how they do contracts
so,
like that.
There was something like that with Amazon that I was watching. Was it Rogue Heroes?
Rogue Heroes?
Yep. It's the SAS story of how the founding of the SAS came to be.
Okay.
If I knew how to spell freaking heroes, apparently.
It's in our title.
I know.
2022.
Yeah, SAS Rogue Heroes. And, like, the first season was free on Amazon Prime, blah, blah, blah. And then the second one's like behind stars, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, like, that's so dumb.
Sucks because I want to watch it. I want to watch the second season, but it won't let me.
No. Until maybe a couple more years, I guess, when they, for lack of a better term, go into syndication.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. It's stupid. Because I think 2018. I don't know when Rogue. The Terrors, I mean, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Terror, because it started in 2018. When did season 2 come out? A season two. Second season. Well, it just says co-created by those people, but it doesn't say when.
Well, then I bet Wikipedia says it for me.
Oh, is there a third season? The third season follows a person called Pepper, a working class.
So the second season was in 2019, and then the third season came out in 2024.
Okay. So I don't know why the second season is still at AMC. So I don't know. Yeah, it's a quote-unquote supernatural horror. Kind of like the Curiosity Cabinets. Cabinet of Curiosities.
I don't know.
Cabinet.
Not a huge horror guy.
Cabinet. Is I going to spell it right? Cab. No, not that. Anyway. I enjoy them. They're pretty fun. They do a lot. Well, that one is, first season is just following the people on the ship and then trying to survive and then going mad because of other situations that I won't talk about. I mean, I don't know if you're going to watch it or not.
I'm not going to watch it. That's what's crazy in all of this, right? Mm-hmm. So, TV shows in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's U.S. viewers. Okay. They do viewership numbers and stuff like that, right?
Sure.
There are some shows that start off like this one. The first episode, 3.3 million people watched it in the United States. The second episode, there's a significant drop-off. They lost half, 1.3.
Yeah.
But then, like, by the end of that season, 0.79 million people are watching it. So 790.
So it kept dropping off.
1,000 people are watching it. So what keeps a show alive? Because it's by the end of the second season, it's down to 0.36 in the United States. What?
You think you have already gotten canceled?
Yeah. Because what is it? Like, what's Doctor Who, right? That's a good one to do.
Loki probably be a better one.
Loki? I don't know if Disney gives out those numbers.
They would have to, I thought. Well, apparently not. At least not on Wikipedia. There might be some other places. Unless you looked for Loki season 1 viewer.
So like Doctor Who started with, for an average, the reboot.
Talking about movie or TV show? Doctor Who.
Yeah. Doctor Who had like 8 million.
Mm-hmm.
8 million people. Then. Actually, type. Yeah, the revive, close to 8 million people.
Mm-hmm.
At its peak, it had about 10. Or 8. Yeah. And now it's down to like 3 and some change. They haven't canceled it yet, but there's talk. When they canceled it the first time, it was down to 4. When they went into the hiatus, it was down to 4.1.
Really?
Yeah. But which they're well under now.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But like another show, Black Sails, I'm rewatching that. it never had an audience.
No.
But it's a great show. It I think won stuff. It never had a million viewers.
Yeah, I don't know what the cutoff thread is.
Yeah, so it like won outstanding sound and outstanding visual, mm-hmm. and yeah, it won for visual effects and all that. Ooh,
and then you've got Netflix who will cancel a season after the first one.
Yeah, and
for no reason, I guess, or insurance reasons. I don't know. I mean, that's why that Acme Wile E. Coyote movie got finished. They made it, but they never released it to claim the insurance money, which I don't understand.
Right. Well, then, did you say Batgirl?
No, yeah, that was another one, yeah.
They did that with, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the show started with 800,000 people. Mm-hmm. Got, by the end of that season, 700,000. Back to 800. So it never had a million, but they kept it going. Four fucking seasons.
Mm-hmm. And this is still Black Flag?
Yeah. Or Black Sails.
Black Sails. Yeah, but when was that created?
2014 through 17.
See, back then it was different, I think. Once again, I don't know the politics of
the
studios.
They started at the pilot 800, and they finished with 500. Mm-hmm. For their last episode. Yeah. So, I mean, they lost some folks, but it's not a million. They never had a million people.
Yeah.
How did that show make it out of the first season?
It wouldn't today, probably. If you went to bake it, unless they made it more fantasy-driven.
They didn't.
Like, epic fantasy-driven. It had a good plot to me. I enjoyed it.
Black Sails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It had really, and even in the fourth season when it's like, they're starting to have everybody start being pitted against each other, mm-hmm. to try and get them in the places that they were in the books. They had some really cool moments, like the Battle of Nassau. Mm-hmm. was really cool. And the cast was great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, loved the pirates and hated the people you were supposed to like. The empire was horrible. The British people were horrible. The colony people were horrible. Mm-hmm. And the pirates were awesome. That was how it was supposed to be. But then the pirates still did stuff that was fucking shitty.
Yeah, well, that's why, like, closer to the end, it was seeing what ethical choices
Long John Silver
was doing.
Right. He was trying to do the right thing by everybody.
But nobody knew that because he was doing unethical things, yeah. And people were seeing that side rather than the outcome for those unethical or questionable motives.
What was I going to do? Rings. I was going to look at Rings of Power.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because they're canceled.
Rings of Power got canceled?
No, not Rings of Power. Wheel of Time.
What?
Yeah. This is their last season.
The Wheel of Time got canceled.
Yeah. Third season is their last season. They got canceled.
Bullshit.
Yeah. There's not going to be a season 4. So I don't know if they wrapped it up. But
they didn't.
So it's canceled. Sorry, buddy.
What the fuck?
Wheel of Time.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it wasn't great, but it was still engaging.
That's one we're still watching. We haven't finished yet.
God, they set it up like there was going to be another season.
They must not have known.
All right, so Rings of Power does not give numbers, but I'm assuming they're not great.
I would assume so as well. While Amazon has been all in on its efforts to cultivate the next great fantasy show, it decided not to renew one of its most unique. After three successful seasons,
it's definitely unique.
The Wheel of Time has reached its end, with Deadline citing financial issues as the culprit of its cancellation. Amazon executive reportedly liked the series and were happy with the third season. But with viewership slipping, coastliner properties like The Ring of Power demanding more attention and
Ring of Power sucks.
Other critical hits like Fallout.
Fallout. It's
Okay. Amazon couldn't justify the efforts to keep it going. Yeah, so there you go.
God damn.
Yeah, we're not done with it yet, but well, I mean, we're not in any hurry.
I can tell you right now, I did not feel like that story was over, so they did not wrap it up. So, damn.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn, I gotta text somebody and let him know. He's gonna be heartbroken.
I'm surprised you didn't know that bit of knowledge.
It'd come around like November.
When you were looking
for... And I'd have been like, when's this coming back? What the...
Yeah, yep.
I know Uploads last season is coming up.
Uploads? What the fuck is that?
It's a comedy.
Really?
Yep, so the guy... It's kind of in the future. You can upload your consciousness into the cloud after you die. And so it's like a virtual heaven.
Ugh.
And, yeah. But he dies in a car accident and gets uploaded into this really nice place. And Lakeview. And... Then also has to figure out how he died, because apparently there's mystery behind it.
A mystery about the car accident, or he doesn't know he was in a car wreck?
Mystery about the car accident.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got like a crazy girlfriend who's actually paying for everything, and it's a whole comedic thing. It's very funny.
I have to put that one on the list. Let's see what it's like. I don't really use Amazon Prime that much. I think Jessica uses it more than I do. Because do you still have your Prime subscription?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting rid of it because it doesn't fucking matter. But I guess it matters if she wants to watch TV. But we could go down to like just the TV thing.
Hmm. Can you?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
I think the all around, what is it, 139 right now? So 139 divided by 12 is what?
That's higher than that.
I don't think it is by 12. So it's $11?
It's not bad.
11.58, so.
I mean, it's better than 79. It's worse than $79 it was.
Worse than what?
$79 it was originally.
Yeah, but that was that
way,
monthly?
That was way, no, that was yearly.
Yearly? Yeah, no, that would be way right. Better, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Divided by 12.
The 139 is way worse than the.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be 79, then 99, yeah. Then not 119. Yeah. Now it's 139, I think.
I'm not going to lie, I thought it was like 179.
Holy fuck, I would never know.
I used Amazon for everything except for food, so.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because the two-day shipping, what they promise, is not a thing anymore.
It's not a thing anymore.
So you're paying for nothing.
I mean.
You're paying for nothing. For Amazon...
I got the stuff I need for this dance recital within 2 days.
Yeah, but that's the thing. So, with that, you can gamble off of, like, where the warehouses are, and you can get it.
Yeah.
You could still get it for $2. Or $2. 2 days.
Mm-hmm. But I got, like I said, there's some things... So, like, when I got some... kettlebells that my parents wanted, it was a crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, we got them. And then it's like, hey, order it here. It'll be there 2-3 days from now. And then it's like, oh, yeah, no. I got one of them 2 days, and then the other one was like, processing.
Yeah.
I feel like the vendor had them and then ran out and didn't update stock, and then I just waited for them to come in.
Probably.
And then they shipped them.
And that's the other thing that Amazon has done now that is also fucking you over is return policy.
Oh, yeah. The return policy was great.
But it says Amazon Prime membership pricing is $14.99 per month, $139 per year. So I guess if you do yearly, you're getting a couple of bucks off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the Amazon video membership is only $8.99.
A month?
Mm-hmm. Oh. So technically... But, like, if you don't give a shit about the shipping, which I don't even know what the Amazon Prime membership does.
Regular, I don't know, yeah.
If you can't get it in 2 days, they can't guarantee it anymore in 2 days. And even if you were like, hey, I was supposed to get this in 2 days, they're going to be like, yeah, and?
Right. Yes. and
what do you want? Like,
what are you talking about?
I guess you could get a reef if you really wanted to go through all that hassle of contacting customer service and arguing with them every single time you didn't get 2-day shipping. They might give you some money back because you didn't get the 2-day shipping, but it's a fucking hassle.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the, because that's all they offer is the video. I guess in picture storage, there's a picture storage with them as well. Yeah.
Audible, you get an Audible membership with them.
But you're still paying for it.
Yeah.
I mean, Audible is still $14 a month. I don't think you get it free through. No, you don't get Audible. It's Kindle.
Oh.
Well, no, Audible I think is bought by them, but they do more stuff on Kindle, which is why like they fucked over the Kindle people this past couple of months with the whole like you can't download your books anymore.
Oh, yeah, the you'll own nothing and like it thing.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, if you want to keep your books, you might want to go ahead and download them now while you still can.
Yeah.
Everything is going to, you're just leasing life.
That's so stupid.
You will own nothing in life.
And be happy. That's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know we talked about this in the last episode, which isn't up, but anyway.
That's fine. That was a rough one.
is the fact that, what was it, the Nintendo thing? Bricking your own system? Mm-hmm. And you don't own physical copies?
That's so stupid. Like I said, all Xbox and PlayStation have already been there. The games are keys anyway. But it's just, I hated it then, and I hate it now.
It's all shit.
Yeah.
We don't own anything.
Yeah. Have you heard about the show Jury Duty?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. You should watch that, too. Put that on your list.
Isn't that the... Are you talking about the one where there's only one guy in there that's...
Yes, everybody else is an actor. They're doing a second season.
How can there be a second season
of that? No idea. I'm curious to see how they're going to do it.
You think people would be in on the joke at that point? Oh, did you? Well, kind of going on the Jury Duty thing. Have you? There was a TV show. I don't remember the name of it. Hold on. Dancer Sue's TV show. Was it a dancer or was it a singer? Might have been a singer. Nope, that's Dance Moms. That's not it. Singer. So the premise was they did a couple of days of this. Yes, the rehearsal. Rehearsal season 2 dupes one real singer. Actually, all of them were real singers, but this is the only one that realized that it was fake. The rehearsal season 2 duped one real singer with the fake competition series bit. And she's like, we were just lab rats. So they did the whole thing like it was a thing. And they never got anything like that. It turns out hundreds of real singers feel like their time was wasted rehearsing for a bit on Nathan Fielder's The Rehearsal. The controversial meta HBO series includes a season 2 sequel where aspiring singers would compete in front of real pilots, like. Psh- pilots who were serving as judges. Titled Wings of Woe, the faux show within a show apparently really did dupe plenty of wannabe singers, including the former 2022 The Voice contestant Lena Love. Love told Variety that she is tossing her non-disclosure agreement with HBO to the wind in order to voice her need for justice against Fielder and the series itself. I'm legally not allowed to have this conversation with you right now because I signed an NDA, she told the outlet, adding of the network, they don't really have grounds to stand on. So she goes on to say like a lot of things of, because she flew out there like on her own dime, so, and they didn't pay them because it was guised as a reality TV show. Mm-hmm. So she was out several thousand dollars going back and forth, or hotels and all this stuff, just for a bit for them to do it. Yeah, I said spent $5,500 on travel, lodging, and hair and makeup across her three trips to L.A. and lost on her salary taking time from work as a vocal teacher. So she lost out money because they decided just to pretty much put them on display as guinea pigs and lab rats. Yeah, there were no cameras visible in the room, blah, blah, blah. So, so yeah, because how does the jury duty thing work? Like, how is that guy getting paid? I know as a juror, you get 12 bucks an hour or some shit.
Well, at the end, he was given money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not as much as probably he deserved for being the star. Well, being the star of the show.
I don't know how much money he got.
Like, being the star of the show, not knowing you're the star, I mean, yeah, I'd hope you'd be compensated at the end, but that's what I would love to see is the follow-up from the Truman Show about how much Truman got paid.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting fact to actually see on that fictional movie. I'm trying to think what else we've been watching, but there's not much going on right now. Is that really anything good? You trying to find those numbers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he actually Amazon later signed him. So, after the success, he was alongside Ryan Reynolds in a Mint Mobile commercial, so he got paid for that. And then Amazon signed him to a 2-year deal to produce, develop, and star in content across all platforms. So, he, while he got paid then, he was in some more stuff.
I mean, that's cool and all. I guess they saw that he had enough chops or acting ability to be in some others rather than...
Yep.
Because I wonder how they found him in the first place or how the jury duty thing came apart. Because jury duty is you get a letter in the mail going, not that you've been selected to be a juror, but to... What is the process? Where they select the jury.
Yeah.
You sit down with them.
You have to go... Yeah, and he was just, I don't know. I don't know how he was selected or how they were like,
that guy.
Pick him, yeah.
Yeah, it'd have to be the same situation. Like, there had to have been, like, a whole heck of a lot of other people that was, like, in jury selection.
Oh, actually, he was cast after responding to a Craigslist advertisement asking for people willing to be part of a jury pool. For a civil trial that would be covered by a TV documentary crew.
Okay.
That's so,
a Craigslist?
He's so dumb. He's so dumb.
That is pretty stupid. You want to be on the jury for a civil trial that is going to be
part of a documentary.
Which they wouldn't do that live. They would wait till the trial's over, then do the documentary. They don't film them at the same time.
Yeah,
I don't
they
think.
Do.
Do they?
Yeah.
You sure?
If they're doing, hey, we're going to be doing this, but we're also going to be filming for a doc. Yeah, they would do that.
They can't though, because if something happens.
Well, about the space flight that the ladies just took.
Okay.
That Katy Perry and all those folks took on. They were filming for a documentary that they're not going to release now.
Because it was fucking dumb.
Yeah. But they were filming while doing.
That's fine. I'm talking about in a court trial because there might be things in the case.
So,
that
but
they
the documentary
wouldn't,
wouldn't come out until after the court trial was done.
Yeah. Maybe I guess I don't know. A Craigslist
for right.
Like they're not gonna get a jury through Craigslist.
No. That's so dumb.
I don't even go on Craigslist anymore.
I've never been on Craigslist.
Really?
Correct.
I've been on it once or twice, because sometimes, like, if you're trying to buy something, they do have, I think I've done it once before.
I mean, well, I've been privileged enough not to have to go on Craigslist.
Fair enough. But I just, yeah, it's stupid. Where would you go? Like, where did he go? Jobs? Okay, I guess he went to job section. TV, film, video? Maybe truck driver position? Oh, but that's not even TV unless it's for company, but still. Local film, need male and female actors. Yeah, and half of these, you don't even know if this is porn.
That's funny.
Do you need help delivering the news that you're having an affair? And that's MTV? Institute Pictures. Okay. Viagra needed Saturday. Need male and female actors. Luxury store Atlanta. So who knows what that is. $100 for an hour?
That definitely sounds like porn.
It probably is. Casting. Are you single and looking for true love? A Caldwell. Love for sale?
Where's that at?
It doesn't. City of Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
Caldwell Media Production.
Not going into Atlanta for love.
Yeah. photographer and general help needed. Owner operated CDL. So I don't know why they're
CDL, commercial driver's license.
Yeah, but that's not TV or anything like that.
Could be.
For online instructional videos, $500 total, up to 5 hours. That's actually, oh, Elizabethtown. Where the hell is that?
Elizabethtown. It just says Elizabethtown. Not Elizabeth City, so it's probably Kentucky. That's the only Elizabethtown town I know of.
Sure. Probably. Can we scroll out a little bit more? Oh, yep, Kentucky.
I know things.
Yep. Prior experience in acting, presenting, or instructional videos. Ability to follow scripts and convey information clearly. $500? I mean, just to shout some boring content. Not bad. Anyway.
$100 an hour, basically?
Yeah, pretty much. Or up to 5 hours. Yeah, so that's $100 an hour. So, not bad. If you knock it out quicker, then that'd be great. Mm-hmm. But travel up there would almost probably not be worth it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Any hoozle.
Anyway.
So, we may or may not be doing something in the next episode that's going to be a video episode.
Which I was not aware until you. I may have been aware that it was a video episode. What? And forgotten.
Uh-huh.
And then when you were like, hey, you're still tracking Saturday? I was like, yeah, I'm still coming. And then I was like, well, are we still doing Friday? And you're like, yeah. But we could just primer it as a video thing. I was like, oh, it's video.
Yeah, but we're not going to be on video.
We're not on video?
No. Yeah. It's going to be like this, and we're just showing the screen.
Oh, what's going to be on screen?
Your YouTube. That's what we're doing, is the YouTube subscriptions. How many YouTube subscriptions you have, and what are they, and why do you follow them?
Got it.
So don't go, like, editing your YouTube.
That's fine.
Menu now. I mean, if I have to cut something out in post or blur something, I'll do that in post. Stop looking through your list. Stop looking.
I'm curious.
But here's the problem. Tony may or may not
I'm good.
Be here.
What?
His wifey apparently is having to drink something that cleans her out for Monday. So I guess she starts on Saturday.
Oh, no, this is good.
Stop looking at your list now. So he said it's either he might... There's a possible... What did he say?
When, did he put that in Discord, or did he Teams to text you directly?
Teams. We're,
Teams you.
We're not that sophisticated. Well, it's possible I'll have to miss some or all of Saturday. Leslie is having a scope done Monday and has to take the clean your insides meds this weekend. So I guess if she's under the weather or by the bathroom, he's going to be having to take care of the boys. I guess. I don't know.
Which one was this in?
I don't know text. This is just a conversation between us.
Okay.
Oh, it is just between us. I thought it was everybody.
Mm-mm.
Nope, it's just me. Mm. So there you go. So
where's the one where you said, hey, people are coming Saturday, right? And Josh was like, what's Saturday?
Yeah, yeah. That's a one between you, me, and Josh.
Right.
And Tony. It should be in your direct messages.
Direct messages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So.
Fuck, does this work?
That being said, Todd may be joining us.
Got it.
But he can't stay. He might not be able to stay all day.
Okay.
Or. Because I told him we start at noon and we go till we end. May or may not be a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
May or may not be longer than a couple of hours because I don't know how long your list is.
My list is not that long.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have more subscriptions than all of y'all combined.
Guaranteed, because mine is not long.
So
it takes a lot for me to subscribe.
So yeah, there's that.
Actually, I may go through my list and then add people who I think I should have been subscribed to already.
See, that's what I'm saying. Now you're curating your list.
Not right now. I'm not.
Okay, yeah. All right, so.
We are on the list of people I subscribe to.
We are?
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is good.
That being said, if Tony, I told him, let me know. I said let us know, but I didn't realize it was just between me and him. Let us know Saturday morning, and that way we can call it. If we need to reschedule, because that's why I asked Todd to come over, because I wanted at least four people rather than the three of us for more banter options.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, he's going to be here. And if Tony can be here, then that's five, and that's fine. But if Tony can't be here and Todd is going to have to not be here all day, possibly, who knows, then I may just... Well, wherever we get, I guess we can pause, reschedule, and finish another time.
Yeah.
So we can at least get through the guests on the show and then do another day, get them back to do ours. For a part two or just a very long, long video.
Yeah.
So that's the upcoming news. Yeah.
I'm unsubscribed to everything. No, I don't know,
the whole internet.
I've actually, when I like think about it, I'm like, I'm not subscribed to that many. But then when you like pull it out, it's like, oh yeah, you're subscribed to more than you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you got anything else?
No, I'm just waiting for this thing to click over and be like, yeah, you can make magic happen now. But you can't.
All right.
I can't do any magic.
Then talk to you next time.
Yeah, talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
All your bases rose.